This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Hello, hello. Today's story is called Ramen for Everyone, written by Patricia Tanumi Harja. Do you like to eat ramen, Holden?
What is ramen?
It's noodles in a soup, the Japanese.
Full of noodles. If you're someone who's Japanese and knows ramen, then just listen to the story. Please.
Even if you're not Japanese and you like ramen.
Yeah.
Hiro likes ramen with nori seaweed, briny like the ocean.
Can I listen to you?
Sure, come on over. We're reading a story about ramen. Do you like ramen?
Yeah.
Ramen noodles? Okay, come sit with us. With nitamago egg, the yolk golden like the sun, with chashu pork so tender it melts in your mouth. Most of all, Hiro wants to make the perfect bowl of ramen. See the seaweed here and the corn.
And the egg is on the corn.
Yeah. Just like his dad and his dad's dad before that. Every Sunday, Hiro's dad makes ramen for dinner. When I was growing up in Hawaii, I watched Grandpa make ramen too, says Dad. That's how I learned. Grandpa's secret to a rich and flavorful broth is patience. So first Dad chops, simmers, and seasons. Then Dad mixes, slices, and dips. Grandpa says the noodles should be soft and springy, just like your earlobe. Finally, Dad shreds, steeps, and stews. And to finish, a choice of toppings for everyone, because you can't argue with taste, says Hiro. Hiro has been studying Dad's technique for some time. When his seventh birthday comes, Hiro decides he's ready. I'm a big boy now, and I'm ready to make the perfect bowl of ramen. The next day, Hiro studies his notes. Dad's ramen noodles, like your earlobe, touch and try. Cut the noodles straight down, dust with flour. Hot, be careful, boiling water. He puts on the apron, rolls up his sleeves. Let's make ramen, he says. And Dad says, yes, chef. Broth rich and flavorful. He tastes it and goes, blah. Let's make the noodles next. Noodles soft and springy. Swack, thump, bump. These are sticky. Squish.
It's so sticky.
Dad says, you got this.
Bye.
He says, I guess we make the toppings now. But the seaweed crumbles, the egg slips through his fingers, the pork falls apart, and there are no toppings for anyone. Sister's hungry, rumble, rumble, or that mama, rumble, rumble. And looks like he's making a huge mess, but there's no ramen right now. The broth is bland, the noodles are soggy, oh, he looks so mad, and now the toppings are unfit to eat. Can you show me your mad face? Dinner is ruined. Hiro rips off his apron and throws everything in the trash. Oh no, he threw out all his ramen. Look at that. Even the corn. My ramen is horrible. It isn't perfect like yours. Ramen doesn't have to be perfect, says Dad. Mom and Mia are happy you're making dinner for them, and I bet you can still make their ramen special. That's it. Hiro has an idea. Maybe he can save dinner after all. Hiro tells Dad his plan and they get to work. And some super special toppings coming right up. He's getting ready to work. He's going to try again. Hiro brings out big bowls of piping hot ramen. Cheesy ramen? How clever. That's sister. I love Asian pears. Ooh, he's being creative. He put Asian pears and cheesy ramen, cheesy melty cheese in the ramen. And Dad, I know how much you like Hawaiian pizza. So he put pineapples in there. Dad says, this bowl is perfect for me. Mrs. Dad loves it. Hiro can't make broth that's rich and flavorful yet, he says. Or noodles that are soft and springy yet, he says. But he knows how to make perfect bowls of ramen for Mom, Mia, Sushi, their dog, and Dad. Oh, look, he's hugging Dad.
The egg.
That is the egg.